Sometimes we forget. Sometimes we're so busy with our important appointments, and we're in a hurry to get there, and in a hurry to accomplish this and that, and we don't take the time. We set aside Sunday, and maybe some other little times, but every single day is a day of Thanksgiving. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. So take the time to glorify the Lord today.
Thank you.
thank you. I get excited. Just praise it. Yes, indeed. We're going to stick this one little quick song in here because we know you all have come from all over the country. And this is a song that honors our country. All 50 states of the United States, including the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico. It's a patriotic song. It's called the United States of the Blues. And we all have the United States of the Blues all the way down to our shoes. We are very patriotic. So when your state comes up, we want to hear you cheer or whistle. This is our last song for today. So thank you. You've been a great supporter.
Linda.
Linda. Here we go.
Come on. Linda. Come on.
Thank you. So let me tell you, I have a family and I work in Seattle as a computer technician most of the time, but I have lots of degrees actually in music, and obviously that's what I love. I don't get enough time to practice piano, and one of the things that happens when I come to Holden is I come in here and I practice like I haven't practiced since I was in... since the last time I was at Holden. So, in a way, you've all been supporting me practicing, because as a village musician, I'm on teaching staff. It means my wife and my kid are here, and you're supporting me, and sure, I do the Vespers, but I'm also doing this practicing. So what I was going to do tonight was play some of the things I've been practicing. Doesn't mean I can play them as well as I'd like to. So what I'm hoping is that everyone will forgive me. This is pianists who aren't... Tell me if this is right. That's all right. Pianists who aren't ready always apologize before they play.
Yes, that's right. That's absolutely right.
So I'm apologizing right now. You know, we've had a request, but I'm going to play anyway. But one of the things I've been working a lot on is Chopin. So, you know, I'm willing to entertain requests, but what I was thinking of doing was playing some Chopin for you. Not too much. We should be done in 20-25 minutes. That was a Chopin piece called Nocturne. It's the first Nocturne. One of the things that Chopin did is he wrote types. He liked to write types of things. So there's nocturnes, and there's mazurkas, and there's etudes, and there's scherzos, and there's all these different kinds of things, waltzes, all these different kinds of things he wrote. That was a Nocturne. What I want to play is some etudes, but they're really hard. They're really hard. So what I'm going to do is intersperse some mazurkas in there, because the mazurkas, while they're not as hard, they're very poetic and they're very lovely. First, I'm going to play an etude, a fairly famous one. Let me tell you about the etudes. The joke was that during Chopin's life, after they were published, the joke was, well, you can play the etudes if you have a doctor sit right next to you, because you'll break your fingers playing it. And the other joke about it that I heard was Arthur Rubinstein, a very famous pianist you've probably heard of, recorded almost all of Chopin's work, but he never recorded the complete etudes as a set. He recorded a few of them just on albums, but never the whole set. And somebody asked him, "Maestro, why have you never recorded the etudes?" And he said, "Well, this is at 85. And he says, "Well, they're not ready yet." So... So what I'm going to play is just what I've been practicing for my own pleasure, but I thought, if you'll forgive all the clunkers, all the rafters, as Dan would say, you might enjoy them anyway. All right. So this isn't Vienna, so I hope you guys don't mind. Anyway, this is it's probably the most famous of the etudes I'm going to play first. It's called the Revolutionary Etude. It's the etude in C minor at the end of the first book of the etudes. But anyway, it's in C minor. So here we go. Thank you. cash of it, but that's okay. It was still fun. And that's my point for tonight, is to have fun. See, I got this whole stack. I could do anything. So, but now to give my arms a rest, because these are obviously hard, right? And they're meant to be hard. Let's do something a little easier. So this is a mazurka by Chopin, if I can find it. There it is. And the mazurkas, he was Polish, but his mother was French. And you get this very wonderful, sophisticated, and he lived in Paris most of his life. He lived in France, well, maybe not most of his life, but certainly all his adult life. So he's a very sophisticated French Parisian fellow who's got this Polish soul. And can speak beautifully, but he has a certain twist to it that is wonderful. And I don't know, maybe you notice in the etude, you know, up to this time, you play Mozart or Beethoven. I mean, even Beethoven, when he gets wild, he doesn't get wild in the same way that Chopin gets wild. When Chopin gets wild, he just goes places. I mean, when he gets to this part in that one I was just playing. He's in places that are just like, how did he get there? And Mendelssohn hated Chopin because, oh, all those sharps and flats, oh, I can't stand it. He didn't like all those strange things he did. So Chopin can be kind of a little bit wild. This piece is not wild, but it certainly goes its own place. You see, it's a very different kind of piece than the etudes. Much calmer, yeah. Still just beautiful. So this is a mazurka. In E minor, if you care, opus 41, number 2. There we go. Let me start again. This is an impromptu concert, so I just have to be perfect. Here we go. French singer, and I always imagine that this one ends when it goes. Mort. I had a teacher, we would make up words to the pieces, makes them easier to memorize. So I love it. More. Okay, now, should I try another A2? Do you want to hear another A2? Or I could be safer and play more mazurkas. All right, let's be dangerous. You'll notice that the A2s I generally, in fact, I think all of them I'll play from memory that I'm going to play, because you can't read them. They're too hard to read, so you have to memorize them and then learn how to play them. But anyway, this is a relatively easy one. an A flat major from the, there's three extra ones that he wrote for a book of studies. So this was one of Liszt's favorite pieces. Choose this one, if I can find it. This is maybe the strangest one in the book, in A minor. It's one of the few pieces I know that doesn't start in A minor, it doesn't end in A minor, but it's in A minor. And Chopin was, in a sense, he was a radical that way, you know, that he could get away with that kind of thing. So anyway, again, I don't know this piece very well, but I really love it and I want to play it for you, so we're going to try it. Thank you. got a little piece? Well, if you like that kind of thing, I like it. Okay, now I'm gonna play what I've been dreading to play all evening, which is this one I've been working on that I have a recording of Horowitz playing it at home. It's just so exciting, and when I heard it, it's so exciting I had to learn it, and then, oh man, is it hard. So, I'm gonna play it kind of slow. Dan's sing back there, because I know he's a good piano player, and he knows how hard it is, and he probably doesn't even play it, because it's not worth all the effort. But I'm gonna try it anyway. We're gonna do it a little slow, and so, you know, if you adjust your clocks and imagine that it's going a little faster. This is the etude in C sharp minor from the first book. Oh, why am I doing this to myself? Okay, here we go. Two more pieces? Okay. I'm going to play my favorite mazurka, and then I'm going to play my favorite etude. If I can find it.
That last one?
That last one is my most ready. Okay. Here's a mazurka. This is another big banging piece. In fact, both of these are big banging pieces, but this one, okay, here we go. Thank you. for the last number, I'm going to play the last etude of the second book in C minor, which is sometimes called the ocean etude or something like that. And it's very etude-y, okay? And I can't play it quite fast enough to transcend the etude-y part of it. So it'll kind of lumber along here a little bit. But I've played it for a long time. I should be able to at least get to the end. One commentator saying at the end it's the bells of Easter in a Russian Orthodox church. And that's what I think of it too. There's this wonderful just sound that comes out of the piano that Chopin cheats, and he gets the sound from the piano that is just incredible. I don't know if you care, but what he does is he has a chord that is basically this. That's in there too. And since he's got this in the bottom, it sounds kind of rumbly, right? But it's an old organ maker's trick. If you listen closely enough, you'll hear that your ear is playing the C that's below the range of the piano. Your ear makes up a new note. And organ builders knew this, and on cheap old organs, they would set up the pipe so that if you want to get that really low C, you actually just do this thing above it. Well, that's what he's doing. He's got this thing, this really low note. Comes present to your ear. So anyway, I thought it was kind of neat that he knew enough to do that.
Thank you.